On the show today, we have California Credit Union's Diana Dykstra talking about dual membership, millennials, regulations, the state of the credit union industry, and a whole lot more. So check it out. And we have a very special guest, Diana Dykstra from California Credit Union League. How's it going, Diana?
Fabulous. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, things are going mighty darn peachy in the credit union industry, and you guys just had the California-Nevada Credit Union League show a few weeks ago. How was that?
Oh, the show was fabulous. The REACH conference, we had almost 850 participants. The speakers were amazing. We talked a lot about disruptive technology mm-hmm. and where credit unions play in the future. Mm-hmm. The location was fabulous. The weather was fabulous.
Oh, and yeah.
That's a nice thing, and I think all of our attendees were quite pleased. In fact, they kept telling us it was the best REACH conference ever.
Wow, congratulations, yeah. Because last year was pretty darn good, too, with Magic Johnson, and so you guys keep raising the bar each year, it sounds like.
Yeah, we had a discussion yesterday in our management team meeting going, what are we going to do next year?
Hey, well, speaking of disruptive technology, I mean, talk about what are the big disruptions that you guys are experiencing this year? Especially with technology. My gosh, everything is going at light speed as usual.
You know, I've been fixated on a lot of the technology technologies that are coming in outside of the financial services space.
Mm-hmm.
Blockchain is fascinating to me. In fact, we had one of the guy talking about blockchain at the REACH conference, mm-hmm. and I really think it's going to be a disruptor to credit unions unless we figure out how to work together to play in that space. Right. Now you've got, you know, the big guys, the Chase and the USB in overseas, really working on blockchain, and we're not. On the payment side, again, a big disruptor with a lot of fintech trying to figure out how to disrupt the payment stream.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we're doing right now is trying to find the right players and try to aggregate credit unions around them mm-hmm. so that we're not left behind as this all moves forward.
Yeah, kind of with the Apple Pay and the Samsung Pay, we want to be top card in that digital wallet, so to speak, right?
Yeah, we want to be top card, and we want to be on whatever rail that the consumer mm-hmm. uses,
yep.
and we just don't know what that is right now.
Yeah, and I don't think the consumer even knows either. Or the retailers.
Very true.
It's a very up in the air time right now. So very interesting. So give me the state of the California and Nevada credit unions right now. Because, I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people in the industry, a lot of analysts and stuff. And these are like unprecedented times we're experiencing right now as far as membership growth, loan growth, all this stuff. It's going off the rail. I mean, it is craziness out there. I mean, it's good craziness.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. After 2008 to 2012, when we were lots of things going on in California and Nevada with the housing market and unemployment, our credit unions are, you're absolutely right, we're seeing great growth in membership, income, loan growth. You know, I think the thing we're worried about now as we move forward is when is the Fed starting to raise interest rates mm-hmm. and what does that do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that lending has been driven a lot by mortgage refinance. Well, mm-hmm. when the rates start to rise, that goes away. And credit
ball.
Unions then will have to find the yep. new path. And is it auto loans or mm-hmm. Other lending opportunities that haven't been as robust as yep. they had been in the past? But we're pretty excited about yeah. what's going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I keep asking, it's like, how long can we keep this pace? Or can we keep the pace? I mean, everything, as we all know, the financial sector, whatever, economy is very cyclical. I mean, how long can we keep this pace? And you know, do we make hay while the sun shines in case, you know, something else happens so then we're not caught off guard and making preparations now, all that type of stuff?
Yeah, I really think I'm very optimistic. If you look at the membership growth, it's younger
mm-hmm.
And people that are just getting into the workforce, really into their careers in the workplace. And I do think that there's an opportunity mm-hmm. for us mm-hmm. to do well in the lending space with this new demographic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the baby boomers aren't going to borrow as much. They're not going to buy new homes. And so I'm very, very pleased with where we may end up going. I think we have to create new product. I think we have to create new delivery channels
right.
and different ways that we do business.
Mm-hmm.
Because this generation is all about technology, and they want to see a person, and they want to, you know, be friendly to their
yeah.
organization.
Yeah.
But we've got to figure out how we're going to be there at any touch point that they want to come into.
Yeah, it's. I mean, talk about unprecedented times, because there's so many, like you said, there's so many touch points now for members. I mean, you got the people that love the branch still. You got the people that love their mobile phones. You got the people that love their desktop, and they like the ATM machine or the drive-through, all that type of stuff. I mean, to be a credit union marketer or even just a credit union CEO today is just got to be mind-boggling.
It is crazy. It is crazy for sure.
But I mean, from my perspective, that creates so many more opportunities, though, because you do have all these channels to deliver your message, to deliver products and services, all that type of stuff. For me, you know, a former marketer, I mean, it's very exciting to see all these different channels that you can deliver your message in. So it's opportunity abound, I see.
It's true. And I think we're trying to figure out how we switch from radio and print mm-hmm. and television to this new electronic channel, and to be smart about how do you touch the right people mm-hmm. in this environment that mm-hmm. certainly I didn't grow up in.
Yeah, you're right. Let's switch gears a little bit. Tell me about this whole, the dual membership thing that's going on with credit unions, with joining a state league and then CUNA, and what is the status with all that? What is going on here? I mean, seems to be a hot topic.
This all really started in mid-September for the CUNA board. I mean, CUNA had a task force that worked for a year looking at membership and system structure and governance. So in September, the CUNA board made the decision that interdependence was the best thing for the CUNA League system. And we have 50 states, and we have the National Association. And all politics are local, so each yeah. state builds the relationships with the elected officials, and then working in concert with CUNA, crafting the national message. So we don't want to ruin that. I think optionality is very interesting. And I know in California and Nevada, we've got credit unions that would like to see us move to optionality or dual membership. We're going to take some time to figure it out, because we only have one chance to get it right.
Right.
There, you know, it's an 80-year history of interdependence in CUNA and the League. And what does my website look like if mm-hmm. you don't belong to CUNA? Or what does it look like on CUNA's website if you don't belong to the League? Yeah. So we're getting there. We're starting our discussions with our board. We weren't going to be the first one out of the gate, because I think it's kind of correct, because we don't know the implications right. of making that decision. But clearly, credit unions have said choice is important, and we'll figure out how to make it work and not destroy this advocacy machine is unparalleled yeah. in the marketplace.
That's what I was just thinking, is the whole advocacy thing, because when you want to be an advocate, you got to be united, you know? I mean,
right.
you got to have, I mean, especially going up against who we have to go up against, you know? I mean, you got to have a pretty strong, powerful voice, and to do that is to be united, so...
Absolutely.
Yep. Very interesting issue there. And let's talk about, speaking of advocacy, dovetailing into regulations, where do we stand with all the regulations? Is there like relief on the horizon? I mean, especially for the smaller credit unions who are just inundated with this stuff. I mean, I think we talk about this year in and year out. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's good relief coming, certainly with the Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate have a lot of good legislative bills that will provide regulatory relief. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they're also trying to poison pills in there. Let's kill the CFPB. Let's kill all kinds of different things that our president would never sign. Mm-hmm. Or we would have trouble in the Senate with CFPB.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren would die before she would ever allow a vote to come up through the Senate.
Right.
So we've got a lot of politics, surprise,
yeah.
that are going on. I do think that we are making some progress. CUNA just did a really interesting study on the cost of regulation. They're about ready to release it, but I think the figure is $6.8 billion a year in what credit unions spend
really?
To comply with all the new regulations. So that's got to change.
Yeah, big time.
You know, and
time.
I think that we can change the story now that we really have proof that it's really harming consumers. That $6.8 billion in the hands of credit union members makes a world of difference in our economy.
No doubt. Especially to the underserved, the underbanked. I mean, that's night and day for those folks. So
absolutely.
Oh my gosh. All right, Diana, to wrap up here, let's get out your crystal ball. How do you see 2016
I think 2016 is going to be a great year. The politicians are going to be on the road, so we're not going to have a lot of new bills. I always like that part. I think that we're coming off of a great year in 2015. We may see interest rates increase, but they're going to be gradual, and that's going to be good for both the credit union and our credit union members. Mm-hmm. You know, the savers really want to know, am I going to get more than 10 basis points anytime soon? So I think 2016 is going to be an awesome year.
Yay. Kind of like 2015, it sounds like.
More awesome.
Yeah, all right. Let's raise that bar. Well, Diana, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk. This is always kind of my favorite time of the year because it's this big red block on my calendar when I get to talk to you. So it's always my favorite time of the year to talk to you because you're so upbeat and positive, and I just love getting a pulse of the industry from somebody who is so positive. So I appreciate the time as always when you talk to me. So it's always fun.
Well, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone else, and happy holidays, and talk to you in 2016.
You got it. Look forward to it. Thanks again, Diana. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that is it. Well done. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. Thank you.
That was fun, as usual. So I always enjoy it. I mean, this is kind of, again, like I said, this is kind of like my favorite time of the year because I get to talk to somebody who's so positive and so good at their job, and I really enjoy it. So it's fun.
Well, I will see you at GAC. As always, I'm running past you in the hallway, but we always wave.
Exactly. Always a crazy time, too. So thanks again, Diana. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we look forward to another fun, fabulous 2016.
Fabulous. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Diana. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.